One of the things that I appreciate the most about Slammer Dogs is that Myeonggi, as our main character, is not absolved of his wrongdoings in the story. So we learn pretty quickly that he has, like, a good heart. He has good intentions, whether that be, like, protecting, like, a friend or, you know, doing anything that he can to take care of his siblings. But we also see that he has really big faults. He likes to gamble, and he's just very, like, hot-tempered. He also, like, and this is through no fault of his own, he's not very well-read, and he doesn't really know how to spell, and he struggles with that. And so I really, really like that, because usually in stories, we see our main character be dealt a bad hand, but they are pretty much, like, flawless. They're faultless, almost. And Myeonggi doesn't really fall for that, or fall into that category from what I've seen. He is a criminal, and I'm not saying that criminals should be treated as he's being treated right now. But he's kind of stuck in the system with a hierarchy, and he's playing the best that he can into it with Jinggi and his wild brother, kind of, you know, who are involved in this, and they kind of involve him in other things that he willingly does, thinking that maybe it won't be as bad, or maybe, like, there will be consequences. It's just, it'll make his life easier in prison. So just, like, giving his brother that note, and then we find out, you know, essentially the things that Jinggi has dealt with. So I just really enjoy that, and I really appreciate that with Slammer Dogs, and I'm really, really hoping to see where season 2 goes now that season 1 has ended.